So this poor unsuspecting person would walk up to Mike and ask him, and Mike's in on this thing,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he's set up, yeah.
Hey, Mike, tell me about your mom's piano playing. And he would just turn, and his tears would just turn on, and he'd go, my mother was born with no hands! What's wrong with you?
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends to the end, and now they start talking.
Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. For homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in, visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
Last night we had the storms come through, and they were kind of a big surprise.
It was
a lot of people
crazy.
Still out of power this morning, but, you know, trees and limbs down. A lot of things got blown around because it came in so hard and fast.
I've never experienced anything like I did last night. I'm on my back porch. I'm sitting on my patio table with a laptop, and I'm just doing some stuff, and it was completely calm. Yeah, mm-hmm. The skies looked a little dark and kind of crazy, but there was no wind at all.
But then, boom!
Like a tidal wave, but with wind,
yes.
Came along, ripped the umbrella. Like all the garbage cans in the neighborhood were flipping over, the big industrial ones.
Yeah.
Were car alarms going off, like off in the distance. I mean, like it was like a wall of, is that a derecho? Is that, I mean, I know we've had those, but is it, I think it's like just like a crazy thing of wind.
Is it El Nino or La Nina? It's one of those.
Something like
that. Yeah, but yeah, things were coming in hard and fast.
It was so windy.
How hard and fast was the wind?
It was so windy.
Yes.
That Waymo cars that had been stopped in the middle of intersections because they were glitching were conveniently just blown to the side of the road.
The wind was blowing harder than my will to get out of bed on a Monday morning.
It was blowing so hard in Nashville last night that in an off-season workout, for the first time, the Titans got a first down. The ball was blown 10 yards.
The wind was so hard and fast. It was harder and faster than my dogs hearing me unwrap cheese from three rooms away.
Oh, yeah. It was so windy in Nashville last night that Broadway didn't smell like beer and urine for the first time in 20 years.
What a relief.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Pop singer known as David, with a novelty spelling, was arrested finally after his connection to one of his fans being found dead in the trunk of his Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this was a while ago.
It was.
They've finally arrested him in connection with that, what they believe murder. I guess she had been in the trunk so long and decomposed so much that figuring out her cause of death, which they haven't released yet, was really, I guess, super hard to determine.
Yeah, that's a sad thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. With the gas prices, of course, jet fuel price is also super expensive right now. And it looks like Spirit Airlines may go out of business any second now.
They've been teetering on the edge
for a while, but this could be the final nail in their coffin. They could go out of business, they say, as soon as like today.
Yeah.
So if you got tickets, you know, might think about that.
Check with the airline, see if the flight is still going.
Wow.
Okay, don't feed the bears. Now it's the law. So the governor signed it into law. It is a new thing that makes it a crime to feed black bears for obvious reasons.
Yes.
You don't want to do things that bring them around and near people. They say it's mostly to deter tourists who come to Tennessee to like try to get selfies with bears and they start luring them with food. But there's also, they say, people around the state that leave food out intentionally to feed the bears.
Yeah.
Apparently you're not helping them.
Oh, yeah. You've seen pictures lately of like them just walking down the street in Gatlinburg.
Right. And nothing good is going to happen.
No,
out of that.
No.
Yeah.
Anything that might eat you, don't try to draw it close to you. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3 Instagram. Kind of scroll through and see what happened overnight.
Right.
And this morning I looked and I saw, wait a minute, what is this? And it was from an account called Channel 8 Tennessee, which is a Knoxville TV station. And so I looked at it, and they showed it, said it was in Murfreesboro, where this was happening.
Okay.
And they showed two feral hogs running down the street, being chased, by a robot.
Wait, that wasn't Murfreesboro. I saw this story.
And I actually I had to look it up because I
A story where the one of those robots that can run. He's got arms and legs.
That they always like show off in China and everything like that. And I saw that and I started looking into it, you know, being an investigative reporter. And I saw, you know, I was saying like, this isn't Murfreesboro. I would if this happened in Murfreesboro, why didn't I know about that? This is where I live.
We would all be in lawn chairs. We'd all be going,
look,
watching.
Look, here come the hogs and the robots.
Yeah, the robot is chasing these wild hogs like a sheepdog.
Yeah.
He's herding them.
He's herding them. And it says, you know, and the actual headline says, Murfreesboro unleashes AI robots to control feral hog problem.
Should we do the big reveal?
It
was in Poland.
It was in Poland. And I actually looked up this site that said it was Channel 8 Tennessee.
Okay.
Which is actually a TV station in Knoxville. But then I looked in the fine print and it says, a news parody site. And
I'm like, oh, I got you.
You got me. But I'm going like, this isn't, because I looked it up and looked it up and said, this is in Poland.
This is rage bait, clickbait. Like, all they do is they take stories that already exist and then they just get you to click on them because they say it's your town.
And it worked. Apparently it worked.
But, you can't trust the internet now, is what you're saying. All of a sudden, we can't trust what we see.
I know we have robotic things in Murfreesboro, and a lot of people at MTSU are working on stuff.
Sure.
So please.
Amazon.
Make robots that can chase after pigs.
Right.
I mean, that would be the most exciting sport ever.
Have one waiting for in case there's another Ed the Zebra.
Yes. Send the robots.
If we had a robot... We could have helped Ed long before the weeks that went by.
So I have to say, I found the truth, but I was also a little disappointed that we don't have hogs and robots in Murfreesboro.
Woody was fooled by the internet.
We do have lots of hogs, but they're waiting at the Yoki Buffet. Now, we interview a lot of people. We talk to folks, and sometimes you'll say something that makes you realize, oh, I want to crawl under a rock after what I just
You just step into it.
This is an interesting example.
This is so cringy. There was a interviewer on the red carpet, I guess at a movie premiere, in which actor Joshua Jackson, he was in Dawson's Creek and Fringe and a bunch of other shows, and this interviewer was asking every celebrity the same question. And the question was, what is the best piece of advice your dad ever gave you?
Yeah.
But when he got to Joshua Jackson had to tell him the reality of his life, which is, my father ran out on my family, so I never knew him.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine being that guy? Like, oh, because we've all been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've all said stuff that makes us go like, oh.
Oh, my God. I remember I was like probably like 20 years old, and I asked a woman when her baby was due.
Ooh.
And, of course, she wasn't pregnant. Yeah. And I just like, oh, no, I want to just recede into the bushes like Homer Simpson.
My mom always said, unless you see the baby's head crowning, don't say anything.
Yes. I mean, that was the only time, and I've never said it first.
Yeah, see, you learned your lesson that one time.
Yes. I've seen women in a delivery room, and I still won't say anything.
When's the baby doing? Any second now, but don't say anything.
Shut up. Don't even do it. That's happened to everybody. There was a cruel joke that my friends in college used to play. And for like this was an inside joke. It required two people.
Right.
Everybody would be at the bar eating wings and drinking beers. And some unsuspecting person would come along.
Yeah.
And somebody in the group would say, hey, go ask Mike about his mom's piano playing. She's a world-class pianist.
Oh, wow.
She's like so good.
Yeah.
And so this poor unsuspecting person would walk up to Mike and ask him, and Mike's in on this thing, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, so he's set up, yeah.
Hey, Mike, tell me about your mom's piano playing. And he would just turn and his tears would just turn on and he'd go, my mother was born with no hands! What's wrong with you? And then everybody would just be laughing so so hard at the one guy
who had to run from the.
Oh my God! Yeah.
We locked himself in the bathroom and wouldn't come out. You know, everyone likes to have a side hustle. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, I always thought, you know, maybe if this radio thing doesn't work out, I could do Uber Eats or something like that, just deliver people food.
Right.
There's a girl in Los Angeles who, you know, when they deliver food for Uber Eats or DoorDash or anything, they took a picture of it to show it by the door.
Right.
You know, and
proof
make
of
sure,
delivery.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of times she would take the picture and her foot would get in the picture.
Okay.
And she noticed that she was starting to get more tips, bigger tips, when she showed her feet in the picture.
Oh my God. So pictures of her feet turned into her, like food became feet pics.
And I guess she says it worked out. She tried it without her foot, or noticed that with her foot or feet in there that she got better tips. People told her about a website, which if you want to look it up on somebody else's computer at work so it doesn't come back to you.
Right?
But it's feetfinders.com.
Feetfinders.
Where people sell pictures of their feet. Buy and sell pictures of their feet.
I am completely mystified
that there is
a huge segment of the Earth's population
that loves feet that are obviously turned on by other people's feet.
I don't understand it. Like, no shade.
No.
If that's what you find attractive.
Yeah, whatever you're into.
For you.
There's obviously much, much, much more bizarre things
you could be into.
But feet, it's like people always talk about Quentin Tarantino, the director, that if you watch his movies, he likes to show women's feet all the time.
Oh, he's got a feet
really
thing.
Into feet. He has a foot fetish. But yeah, this feetfinders.com.
I promise we will not make fun of you. If there is somebody who would like to be anonymous, but like talk to us and explain what it is about feet and how it makes them feel.
Right.
I would really love to understand it. Because something, like, for the most part, unless you're like a supermodel, like, you know, I don't, like, feet are kind of a dirty, bony thing for me.
I have to admit, on one of the work computers, I did go on to feetfinders.com. Unless you pay, they keep all the pictures are like blurred out.
Oh.
They're pixelated unless you pay money. So obviously I wasn't going to pay for it. But I saw some of the categories of the ladies' feet, men's feet. There's dirty feet, if you like dirty feet. And,
why?
You know, so I thought if I do Uber Eats and I take a picture of my feet, I have hobbit feet. I have like Fred Flintstone feet. I have the worst feet.
Maybe people
would take pity.
You become your own category. You know, this is like sexy feet, dirty feet.
Woody's feet.
Woody's feet.
So,
well, as you said, hobbit feet.
Hobbit feet. My feet are awful.
There could be a huge market for you.
I've gone in for pedicures and people have like quit their jobs. They just walk out.
Turn what your shame is into your side hustle.
So there you go. This has been Career Day with William and Jim on Totally Hits.
So we got a text, 615-553-0933, says, I'm a foot guy. I'm not sure how to explain it. Something about the shape and curvature of the female foot just activates my neurons. When they look smooth, they are symmetrical, and things like pedicures, nail polish, toe rings, and anklets are just extra icing on the cake.
Mm.
Nice soles and arches also help as well.
Okay. Well, you know, you're into what you're into. No judgment.
Right? Some people say it's like being attracted to a different part of the body. If it's like, if it's healthy and in a really, you know, in good shape.
If it's not hurting anybody.
then it's attractive.
Yeah. If you just like feet and you don't sneak into somebody's house to grope their feet, you know, then you're okay.
And feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
This is kind of cute, kind of funny. In Westlake, Ohio, like a lot of communities, they have a little system set up to check on the elderly who live by themselves.
Yeah.
A 91-year-old woman, they signed up for a program called Are You Okay? Where they call every day to make sure you're all right so they can inform your loved ones and everything. Yeah, it's great. I guess one woman, a 91-year-old lady, did not answer the phone. for a day.
Uh-oh.
And also would not answer the door when people came and knocked at the door to check on her.
That's troubling. I guess,
and her daughter could not get a hold of her, so they called the police. The police went to her house and were given the access code to get into her garage. Her car was still in the garage, so that caused them even more concern.
Right.
So they went into the house, and they found her. She had been sitting in her bedroom playing video games.
She was in the zone.
She was trying to go to the boss level and just wouldn't answer the door, wouldn't answer the phone, was, you know, oblivious to everything else going on. She was playing video games. She was 91, and she's just having the best time ever.
I love this for her. Was she playing, like, you know, Red Dead Redemption, Call of Duty?
They didn't say what game she was playing, but she was so into it.
She's 91. It's probably Candy Crush.
Yeah, probably something like that. Yeah, yeah. Mario Kart, a little too advanced.
Yeah, I love it. She was great. Into it.
Yeah, what a sigh of relief for her and her whole family. Saying, oh, she's all right. She's just playing video games.
Right? And now her 13-year-old grandson can relate to grandma.
That's right.
If you want to see this story, go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
Check it out. We like to strip down. That's right. Not us, but the music.
Take away some of the instruments and appreciate some of the vocal performances.
Right.
Of the music we play on Totally Hits 93.3.
This would be a totally hit because they just had one.
Yeah.
Aha. And Take On Me.
I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway.
Classic.
Today is another day.
Take away some of the music.
Shine away. I'm coming for your lover.
Right, take it all away.
Love that song.
I know. Appreciate those vocals.
And the best video of a black and white cartoon.
Right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
There could be light at the end of the gas price tunnel. I guess Tehran and Iran are saying that the Strait of Hormuz is completely open until the end of the ceasefire. So they may be able to ship the oil. Maybe our gas prices will go down. Of course, you know, things could change in 5 minutes, so you never know what's going
to
happen.
They'd love to turn the prices up really fast, really high.
And then slowly,
And then we'll take 5 cents off.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the next month.
You happy now?
Yeah, right. So the last one was really popular, and they made $1.5 billion. So they said, let's do it again. Top Gun 3 is happening.
Wow.
Tom Cruise is back. They say that some of the stars from the most recent one, Top Gun Maverick, that'll be they'll be joined by Miles Teller and a few others that were in that movie, Glenn Powell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I guess they're just still working on a script.
Yeah.
So it'll be a little while.
Oh, it'll be a big hit.
But I wouldn't wait too long.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Cruise is finally starting to show his age.
Yeah, he is.
So maybe you hurry up.
Yes, as long as they'll have to use the AI Tom Cruise to do all the running he does in every movie.
That's right.
It looks like Nashville may be getting a professional ladies basketball team.
Really?
The word is that one of the upstart is the name of the company, or upshot, sorry. They're going to be starting a ladies basketball league around the country, and we'll be getting a team next year. No name for the team yet or where it's going to be played, but we'll get it soon.
It's not a WNBA?
It's like a minor league. It's kind of like a AAA type team.
Gotcha. Yeah.
If you remember back in 1998, if you've lived here for a long time, we did have a ladies basketball team at one time, the Nashville Noise, that was around for one season. So hopefully this one will do a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a bigger city now.
It is.
Maybe we can support it. What do you got going on this weekend?
Well, first I need to run over to the county clerk's office in Rutherford County. I just realized by looking at something in my car on the way to work this morning that my tags expired at the end of March.
Oh.
So I'll try to sneak over there before I'm pulled over by the popo.
You know they're going to get you right before you, yeah. you pull up
yeah,
to the courthouse.
Right as I'm pulling into the driveway.
That's the way it always works. Yeah.
Plus, I'll be going over to my son's house with my son Jeff and his wife Chris. Melissa and I are going to go over there and watch WrestleMania with the grandkids, which
right.
is always fun because they really get into it and it's fun.
Right? Get them all riled up. Then say, oh, yeah. settle down.
Yeah.
yeah.
What you doing?
Got a few things going this weekend. I might go to the movies. I've got a hockey game uh-huh. on Sunday, and then I'm also going to see several comedians for Nashville Comedy Fest this weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's this weekend.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, good some good live laughter. That
awesome.
And then the spot.
The laughter will end on Monday as we have a Woody and Jim joke off. And, of course, we'll have a fresh round of Gender Wars all next week. We got Bush tickets to give away. So we'll catch you back here Monday morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits. Love you through.